Okay, so yeah, so I wanted to make this video real quick because I'm literally getting ready to go to the brothel in a minute. Because I got up this morning and I got this fucking steamer, man. Like, I don't know if you guys know, like, here it is. I'm gonna grab it real fast. This, like, steamers, like, I wear a lot of clothes. Like, okay, when I'm gonna head out, like, I always wear suits and shit. But like, when I'm at home, people say I dress like a homeless bum and shit. So, but the reality is a lot of my clothes are dry clean only, right? So either dry clean only, like, or you can't, you're not supposed to put them in a wash machine. So I bought this steamer for my suits and like, and my Egyptian cotton shirts and shit. Now, let me tell you something. If you wear suits or you have, or it's good for cleaning beds or couches, any fabric that you can't just put in a washing machine, get a steamer, man. This shit is fucking incredible. All right. I wish I had known about a steamer 10 years ago. I would have bought it. It did a steam, a $20, $30, $40 steamer will pay for itself in your first time using it. It's, especially if you're like me and you wear a lot of suits and stuff, a lot of suits or clothes that, you know, you really shouldn't put in the washing machine. Get you a steamer, man. It will pay for itself in the first time you use it. So that's my free advertisement for steamers around the world. All right. Now, back to what I wanted to talk about. Female comedians. I was watching a video of this female comedian at some NBA roast or something like that. And like most women can be, like most female comedians, she was fucking awful. And I don't know why people find this any bit shocking. Because like, it's just the core of women, like females, nothing about a female's personality says that, nothing about an average female's personality says that they should be good at something like a comedian, you see, or anything, pretty much anything that requires any genuine personality. There's nothing about a woman's existence and characteristics on average that ever says they should be good at being comedians, okay? Because at the core of a woman's mentality is, she wants to please. Even when she acts like she doesn't, it still comes out, you see? And when you're something like a speaker on here, or you're a comedian, or you're some type of public speaker, and you're trying to say real shit or try to make people laugh or something like that, you can't have that undertone of trying to please people. This is why most women will fail at being a comedian, especially in comparison to men. Because I know women try to... As I know women always try to play the victim game of, oh, it's a male-driven society, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because women fucking suck at it. That's why it's a male-driven. And women don't even go watch women comedians. Women don't go to watch WNBA games. Women don't try to watch anything women do, okay? Unless it's talking about how to manipulate a man, women don't even watch women do other shit. Because women are usually bad because, their nature is to want to please. So if you're like... You know, like me, I just wake up, roll out of bed, and just start talking, right? Also, I'm not really trying to please anybody. I'm trying to educate people. And see, in my scenario with this is, see, like, okay, because I look through my videos, which I don't like to look through my videos, but I see, I'm getting, like, a couple hundred, on average, a couple hundred views per video, which is, to me, I'm happy with that. I was happy back when, I think... Like months ago, when I first came back to Prague, I think I was getting I would get 10 views a month, right? And I was happy with that because like I said, my thing, and I said this back then, my thing is not to get a million views. I could care less about a million views. I'm not doing this to try to get some side money or anything like that. The reason I do this, and see, this is the difference between men and women. See, men do things to do them. You see, women do things for money. You see, I was happy back when I was getting 10 views a month because because in my brain, what that told me was, okay, there was at least 10 people there. Okay. Let's say this. There was at max 10 people on the planet who would actually watch the video and they could possibly learn something. So I was happy with that. I was happy getting 10 views a month. And so now it's like I said, I look through my videos. I'm at like an average of like maybe like 200 views per video. Some go 400, some are like 100. I think there's a few like 80 something views. I feel I am happy for the fact that there's a possibility that I can help a man out of a situation that I had to go out and learn the hard way. Like, that makes me happy. Like, I'm happy with that, man. I'm not doing this for you. But see, like, women, they don't, like, women don't operate like that. You see, men, like, I got this from Patrice O'Neill. Men are likable. Men are lovable. Women are not likable and lovable. Okay, the only reason they're kind of likable and lovable because they got tits and ass and long hair, and then they may act like they may need some help, and then guys confuse that with, I should love this woman. You see, most women in your life are just not going to be lovable, man. Most of them are just not going to be likable. Patrice O'Neill had a great radio segment about this, and he asked this guy who called into the radio set, said, ask your woman why should you love her? And women don't don't have a fucking respect. If anything, they're going to get mad. But because women know they're not lovable, they're not likable. So when they have to do things, for instance, back to the original topic, a comedian, you got to be likable in some form to do it. And usually the best way to be likable is just to be embarrassingly yourself. I think that's usually what I think what gets people to like you more is and women, they don't have that, because see, every woman knows at her core personality, she's not likable at all. She really wants to kill herself. Okay. Like, women, they're not naturally happy being. There was this picture on Facebook I seen, and it was a picture of this dude's apartment, and all he had was like this stand, a TV, and a chair, and the rest of the apartment was empty. And a woman, she took a picture of him, and she said, how do guys live like this? Or something like that, right? And then a guy underneath, he commented, he said, I find it hilarious how men can literally just sit down and be happy and women can't. Like, and that's the fucking truth. Like, because they're so miserable creatures in their core reality. That they really want to kill themselves, but it would take courage to kill yourself. So they're not going to do that, okay? Because women don't have courage, okay? So now they just kind of have to exist, you know, maybe live off and be young and hot for a while, and then exist just to die after that. That's pretty much their course of life. They don't create things. They don't, you know. I say out of every 1,000, maybe 3 might create something, have a genuinely, you know, personality that you can like. Like, for instance, like with the Joan Rivers, I made a comment about Joan Rivers underneath the video. Joan Rivers, in my history of watching female comedians, which I tried to get into them for a while, the only comedian who I ever found who was consistently good, and I mean consistently good, was Joan Rivers. That's the only female. Now, you may know, see, whoever's watching this may know someone else. I may be just not thinking of them right now. But because Sarah Silverman was good, but you can tell, like, her core thing was still her knowing she was at least fuckable. Like, you could feel it. Like, I like Sarah Silverman, but, like, I can feel, like she knew when she was younger that, like, she was, like, kind of hot type of thing. And you could feel it. You could smell it on her through the television type of thing. Where Joan Rivers, looking back, Joan Rivers was the only female comedian who I watched, and I can watch through her entire set, and consistently be like interested in what she's got to say. I don't feel like she's trying to sell sex in any kind of way. I always felt like, even in her older days, when I would catch her on, like, you know, like ABC Today or some dumb shit like that, and she would be talking like it was her. You see what I'm saying? Or like, she was like how I talk about other girls, like Selma Hayek. I don't like Selma Hayek. I think Selma Hayek looks like Quagmire's dad when he was a tranny. She has those big ass, that big chin structure. I mean, if you like it, cool. I don't like that shit. But Salma Hayek is another example. She's not a comedian. She's an actress. But she's another example of that. She's just her own person. You see, most women, they never mentally develop to that mental level. Because this is a side rant, but like in videos a while back, I went on about how women mature more quicker than men, but they max out much earlier than men in their maturation process. And I was thinking about it while I was steaming this bed next to me. I was cleaning my bed. And I was thinking like it's almost a relation of like, it's almost the same thing as a human man. Traffic is backed up like crazy going to Prague. Good thing I'm riding a train. I'm not driving. Anyway, it's almost a comparison of like a dog to a human boy when they're born, right? Like, now dogs, dogs can learn how to walk much quicker. They learn, they don't have to be, I mean, I think for a little while you may have to hand feed some of them, but like dogs mature much quicker in forms of functionality than humans. Like humans, you got to pretty much hand feed a kid, you know, for months and months on end, where a dog, you just, within 30 days, you can sell the dog to somebody else and the dog's running around doing its own thing. It's kind of like that with women. So like women, they mature much quicker. Just like a dog matures quicker. You know, it can walk around on its own, go get its food, but a dog's brain is never going to understand E equals MC squared. You see what I'm saying? And it's like a woman's brain is just, it's just never going to be able to think outside of woman's brain. You see what I'm saying? This is why I say women are like dogs mixed with a 4-year-old child. Like their brains cannot think outside of their own brain. Like and see and then look back and see the reality of the situation. Not for too long. Sometimes you have some who can approach it, but they can't do it for long, man. Like they just can't. Their brains just can't handle it. And see thing like back to the original topic with female comedians. See, every female comedian, it usually goes in the same loop. Now, every now and then there's other female comedians who are just kind of silly and goofy, but for the most part, female comedians, it always comes back to the same thing. I'll try to dress kind of hot so people want to look at me. Two, sex, 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 sex. Oh, I got your attention now. Anyway, I'll try this other joke that's going to fall flat. Anyway, sex, 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 sex to get your attention back on me. And it's just this endless loop of sex, 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 sex. You know, I'll try a genuine joke, which I'm not going to deliver correctly. Oh, anyway, sex, 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 sex to get you back into me and laughing. Oh, it's so funny. Anyway, so Bob went to the market and, oh, she's telling a joke again. Anyway, well, I suck Bob's dick and, oh, yeah, I'm all into you. Yeah, and it's this constant fucking circle that female comedian, and the reason for this is women have to please. If they're not pleasing you, then they have, like, they know they have no purpose on the planet. So this is why they can't deliver jokes well. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, if it's not sexually infused, then she knows she's lost about a good 70% of the reason why anybody paid her attention in the first place. Okay? And then on top of that, she doesn't have the courage to rise above that like most women don't have and develop the most scariest thing for any woman on the planet to do. This is the scariest thing for anyone. One would rather give birth to 30 kids in a year than to do this one thing. I sound like an ad on Facebook. To do this one thing. This is the one thing that every woman is terrified of is having to develop her own genuine personality, especially in front of a crowd of people. Because they know their personality is shit. They know it. Okay, that is the scariest thing. That is the absolute nightmare mode. Because okay, look at when you're like in dating. Every time when a woman fucks up, every woman on the planet, especially especially like Instagram models, blah blah blah, Instagram models, like it's the same thing. As long as they can just take a picture and be woman posing, then yeah, she can get fucked. Every woman's kryptonite in a relationship is her having to talk, is her actually speaking. Every woman suffers from that. No woman wants to genuinely have to talk about what's on their mind. It terrifies them. It scares the shit out of them. They would rather you just lead the whole time and she just shuts up and follows, because she knows if she starts talking, you're going to be like, ugh, and walk off. What you think happened to Halle Berry? You say, well, we see the Amber Heard's. Okay, but Halle Berry, like, see, it's even more scarier when they're pretty and they can't keep a man. That's even more of a red flag that they're fucked up. When they're like legit, they were legit beautiful and pretty and no man wants to stay around them. That's a clear sign. Yeah. As soon as she opens her mouth, is not putting a dick in it, she's going to fuck it up. Just the reality. And it comes back like with comedy. If she's opening her mouth and it's not and sex isn't coming out of it, then she's gonna fuck it up. That's just what it is. They can't do it. Like it's not what they were put on the planet for. On average, they're gonna fuck it up 9,999 times out of 10,000. They're gonna fuck it up. They can't do it. They just, their brains, they may have a good day or a good week with it, but over time, like they cannot take that day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, you know, ups, downs. They can't take that roller coaster of punishment. Now, the other female comedian, Tiffany Haddish, she's another great example. I remember Tiffany Haddish before she got popular, and Tiffany Haddish used to be a dime. Like, she used to be a dime piece. This is black comedian, which I don't even like black girls, but she was a dime. Like, when she first came out, she was that perfect small bill, you know, tight body. She always wore heels. Tiffany Haddish would look good. If you don't know who Tiffany Haddish is, you probably know who she is now, because she's just another fat, dumb, you know, borderline fat, you know, woman who's just not funny and claims to be a comedian. Look her up back when she first came out. And that's why she's fat popular now, because she used to be hot. And she was legitimately kind of funny. I mean, like I said, it always came, like most female comedians, when you watch her, it's going to be the same thing. Sex, 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 sex. Try to tell an actual joke, it's going to fail horribly. Sex, 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 sex. Try to tell a horrible joke, it's going to fail horribly. Sex, 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 sex. And that's all her routine. Well, it was just a constant, you know, merry-go-round of that. But she was hot, so people wanted to watch. People wanted to look at her and just watch her talk and walk around on stage. She was pretty much a fucking model at this point. Because whatever she was talking about, nobody was, I mean, it was funny, but you really just wanted to look at her. But yeah, Tiffany Haddish, she was another one. She's kind of fitting, she's fallen into that mold of, well, we got to have a minority woman do something so we can say we're not racist type of thing. So we'll just latch on to this one. Kind of like how Michael B. Jordan is in the acting world. Like, people are trying to turn Michael B. Jordan into what Will Smith was, and it's just not working. Like, Michael B. Jordan, like, he's just not. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but he's just not what Will Smith was. Okay, and society always does. It's weird how society always does that with the minority groups. Like, they have to have one good one, like, and they, like, have to make him the one. And I mean, from everybody, from Spanish people, white people, you know, Asian people, they all have to, like, unanimously agree that this one, like dude is going to represent the whole race of, you know, X culture type of thing. And I don't know, that's just the whole other side rant. But I've noticed that for a while, because I think now they're trying to make Michael B. Jordan Superman. And which, I mean, with the DC comics, they can pull that off, because, I mean, with comics in general, because they have the, if you're in the comics, that, you know how they have the different universes where, like, what if, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, they can pull up, but it's complete bullshit, honestly. but what I'm saying is, like, they're, like, fueling that, you know, we have to make one, like, the one type of thing. Like with Will Smith. And Will Smith, he's clearly lost it. Like, if you've seen Bad Boys 3, I didn't care for it at all. The only funny part in Bad Boys 3 that I liked was when it was at the end. I might spoil this for you, but it was at the end, and Martin, they started singing Bad Boys, what you gonna do? And Martin went, oh, it's just no sniss, no sniss, hey, because he never knew the words. And it was a good throw. That was the only funny part of the whole movie. That. And that fucking Mexican bitch was sexy. She was so sexy. I had to come home and look her up to look at more of her. She was sexy as fuck. She was an old sexy bitch, too. She was about, I think she's about 45. Well, I say she's old. But, I mean, you know, when you put her in a movie with other bitches in Miami, you put a 45-year-old bitch up there, she's old with them. You see what I'm saying? But she was sexy. I mean, she's, like, perfectly thick, sculpted. Look her up. She's pretty much the antagonist. I would call her the antagonist of the film. I think she was Spanish, but man, that bitch, and she's like 40, but man, that woman is definitely a MILF or GILF. I don't know how old she was that. But anyway, I'm going on a bunch of side rants, but yeah, female comedians, man, like that shit is pretty much an immediate fail. And see, if you let a woman tell it, it's going to be a fail, because they'll claim that men dominated, blah, 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 blah. Like, no, like, women just fucking suck at being comedians on average. That's why. this is why. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, this is another quick side rant, but this always pisses me off. Like, with shit like affirmative action, with, like, okay, I'm not saying all affirmative action is bad, but what I'll say is this. If a black dude comes in and wants to be a doctor, right? And this dude is clearly a fucking idiot. Don't hire the black dude because affirmative action. He'll kill people. Okay? I hate shit like that. Like, don't hire colored people, like black people, substantial people, whatever, just because you're trying to fit. But like, I'd rather you hire all white. If okay, in America, affirmative action. If you're in America, you know, affirmative action, you know, because they have to hire a certain amount of minorities, blah, blah, blah. But like, if the minorities are fucking idiots, don't hire them. Okay? If they're a fucking moron, don't hire. Now, if this motherfucker can clearly, like, you know, prove his points and blah, 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 then hire him. But if he's a moron, yeah. I don't know. Everything's just so fucking confused, man. I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm ready to go to the brothel. I'm ready to take a shower, go to the brothel, man. Have a good day.